Hey, what's up? This is Lewis Charles Candell. This is a study guide for economics, both micro and macro. You can find this and other study guides at OSSH.com. My email address is LCANDELL@OSSH.com. Chapter 3, Individual Markets, Demand and Supply, for both macroeconomics and microeconomics. Taken from the book, Microeconomics and Macroeconomics, authors Wallstad and Bingham, publisher McConnell and Brew. This study guide is for non-commercial and private use. In other words, it's for my usage. I'm making no money off this. This is copyrighted material. Once again, this is for non-commercial use. Chapter 3, Individual Markets, Demand and Supply. Chapter 3 introduces you to the most fundamental tools of economic analysis, demand and supply. To progress successfully into the later chapters, it is essential that you understand what is meant by demand and supply and how to use these powerful tools. Demand and supply are simply boxes or categories into which all the forces and factors that affect the price and the quantity of a good bought and sold in a competitive market are placed. Demand and supply determine price and quantity exchange, and it is necessary to see why and how they do this. Many students never learn to define demand and supply. They never learn, one, what an increase or decrease in demand or supply means, or two, the important distinctions between demand and quantity demanded, and between supply and quantity supplied, and the equally important distinction between a change in demand and a change in quantity demanded, and between a change in supply and a change in quantity supplied. Having learned these, however, it is no great trick to comprehend the so-called laws of demand and supply. The equilibrium price, that is, the price that will tend to prevail in the market as long as demand and supply do not change, is simply the price at which quantity demanded and quantity supplied are equal. The quantity bought and sold in the market, the equilibrium quantity, is the quantity demanded and supplied at the equilibrium price. If you can determine the equilibrium price and quantity under one set of demand and supply conditions, you can determine them under any other set. This chapter includes a brief examination of the factors that determine demand and supply, and the ways in which changes in these determinants will affect and cause changes in demand and supply. A graphic method is used in this analysis to illustrate demand and supply, equilibrium price and quantity, changes in demand and supply, and the resulting changes in equilibrium price and quantity. The demand curve and the supply curve are graphic or geometric representations of the same data contained in the schedules of demand and supply. You will use supply and demand over and over. It will turn out to be as important to you in economics as jet propulsion is to the pilot of a Boeing 767. You can't get off the ground without it. Chapter outline. A market in any institution or mechanism that brings together buyers, demanders, and sellers, suppliers, of a particular good or service. This chapter assumes that markets are highly competitive. Demand is a schedule of prices and the quantities that buyers would purchase at each of these prices during a selected period of time. As prices rises, other things being equal, buyers will purchase smaller quantities, and as price falls, they will purchase larger quantities. This is the law of demand. The demand curve is a graphic representation of demand and the law of demand. Market, or total, demand for a good is a summation of the demands of all individuals in the market for that good. The demand for a good depends on the tastes, income, and expectations of buyers, the number of buyers in the market, and the prices of related goods. A change, increase or decrease, in the entire demand schedule and the demand curve is referred to as a change in demand. It is the result of a change in one or more of the determinants of demand. For example, an increase in the demand for any good may be result from an increase in tastes or preferences for any good, the number of buyers for the good, income, if it is a normal good, but if it is a normal good, it may result from a decrease in income, the price of a related good, but if they are complements, it may result from a decrease in the price of a related good, and expectations of a price increase or a rise in income. A change in demand and a change in the quantity demanded are not the same thing. Supply is a schedule of prices and the quantities that sellers will sell at each of these prices during some period of time. The supply schedule shows, other things equal, that as the price of the good rises, larger quantities will be offered for sale, and as the price of the good falls, smaller quantities will be offered for sale. The supply curve is a graphic representation of supply and the law of supply. The market supply of a good is the sum of the supplies of all sellers of the good. The supply of a good depends on the techniques used to produce it, the prices of the resources employed in its production, the extent to which it is taxed or subsidized, the prices of other goods that might be produced, the price expectations of sellers, and the number of sellers of the product. A change, increase or decrease, in the entire supply schedule and the supply curve is referred to as a change in supply. It is the result of a change in one or more of the determinants of supply. For example, an increase in supply for a good may result from a decrease in the prices of resources used to make it, an improvement in the technology to produce it, a fall in taxes on it or an increase in subsidies for it, a decline in the prices of other goods that could be produced by firms making it, an increase or decrease, depending on the market in question, in expectations of its higher future prices, and an increase in the number of sellers of it. A change in supply must be distinguished from a change in quantity supplied. The market, or equilibrium price, of a product is that price at which quantity demanded and quantity supplied are equal. The quantity exchanged in the market, the equilibrium quantity, is equal to the quantity demanded and supplied at the equilibrium price. If the price of a product is above the market equilibrium price, there will be a surplus or excess supply. In this case, the quantity demanded is less than the quantity supplied at that price. If the price of a product is below the market equilibrium price, there will be a shortage or excess demand. In this case, the quantity demanded is greater than the quantity supplied at that price. The rationing function of prices is the elimination of surpluses and shortages of a product. A change in demand, supply, or both, changes both the equilibrium price and the equilibrium quantity in specific ways. When demand and supply schedules, or curves, are drawn up, it is assumed that all the non-price determinants of demand and supply remain unchanged. This assumption is often stated as other things equal. There are many real-world examples of the application of supply and demand. Multiple choice questions. The markets examined in this chapter A. sell non-standard or differentiated products, B. have buyers cooperating to determine prices, C. are controlled by a single producer, D. are highly competitive. D. are highly competitive. The markets examined in this chapter are highly competitive. A schedule that shows the various amounts of a product consumers are willing and able to purchase at each price in a series of possible prices during a specific period of time is called A. supply, B. demand, C, quantity supplied. D, quantity demanded. B, demand. A schedule that shows the various amounts of a product consumers are willing and able to purchase at each price is a series of possible prices during a specified period of time is called demand. The reason for the law of demand can best be explained in terms of A, supply, B, complementary goods, C, the rationing function of prices, B, diminishing marginal utility. D, diminishing marginal utility. The reason for the law of demand can best be explained in terms of diminishing marginal utility. 4. Assume that the price of video game players falls. What will most likely happen to the equilibrium price and the quantity of video games, assuming this market is competitive? A. Price will increase, quantity will decrease. Price will decrease, quantity will increase. Price will decrease, quantity will decrease. Price will increase, quantity will increase. D, price will increase, quantity will increase. Five. Given the following individuals' demand schedules for product X, and assuming these are the only three consumers of X, which set of prices and output levels below will be on the market demand curve for this product? B. 5.3, 1.18. 6. Which factor will decrease the demand for a product? A. A favorable change in consumer tastes. B. An increase in the price of substitute goods. C. A decrease in the price of complementary goods. D. A decrease in the number of buyers. D, a decrease in the number of buyers. 7. The income of a consumer decreases and the consumer's demand for a particular good increases. It could be concluded that the good is A, normal, B, inferior, C, a substitute, D, a complement. B, inferior. The income of a consumer decreases and the consumer's demand for a particular good increases. It can be concluded that the good is inferior. 8. Which of the following could cause a decrease in consumer demand for product X? A. A decrease in consumer income. B. An increase in prices of goods that are good substitutes for product X. C. An increase in the price that consumers expect will prevail for product X in the future. Or D. A decrease in the supply of product X. A. A decrease in consumer income. 9. If two goods are substitutes for each other, an increase in price of one will necessarily A. decrease the demand for the other, B, increase the demand for the other, C, decrease the quantity demanded of the other, D, increase the quantity demanded of the other. B, increase the demand for the other. 10. If two goods are substitutes for each other, an increase in the price of one will necessarily increase the demand for the other. 10. If two products, A and B, are complements, then A, an increase in the price of A will decrease the demand for B. B, an increase in the price of A will increase the demand for B. C, an increase in the price of A will have no significant effect on the price of B. Or D, a decrease in the price of A will decrease the demand for B. A, an increase in the price of A will decrease the demand for B. If two products, A and B, are complements, then an increase in the price of A will decrease the demand for B. 11. If two products, X and Y, are independent goods, then A, an increase in the price of X will significantly increase the demand for Y. B, an increase in the price of Y will significantly increase the demand for X. C, an increase in the price of Y will have no significant effect on the demand for X. D, an increase in the price of X will significantly increase the demand for Y. C, an increase in the price of Y will have no significant effect on the demand for X. If two products, X and Y, are independent goods, then an increase in the price of Y will have no significant effect on the demand for X. 12. The law of supply states that other things being constant, as price increases, A, supply increases, B, supply decreases, C, quantity supplied increases, D, quantity supplied decreases. C, quantity supplied increases. The law of supply states that other things being constant, as price increases, quantity supplied increases. If the supply curve moves from S1 to S2 on the graph below, there has been an increase in supply. Fourteen. A decrease in the supply of a product would most likely be caused by A, an increase in business taxes, B, an increase in consumer incomes, C, a decrease in resource costs for production, D, a decrease in the price of a complementary good. A, an increase in business taxes. A decrease in the supply of a product would most likely be caused by an increase in business taxes. Okay. 15. Which of the following could not cause an increase in the supply of cotton? A, an increase in the price of cotton. B, improvements in the technology of producing cotton. C, a decrease in the price of machinery and tools employed in the cotton production. D, a decrease in the price of corn. 16. An increase in the price of cotton. 16. If the quantity supplied of a product is greater than the quantity demanded for a product, then A, there is a shortage of the product. B, there is a surplus of the product. C, the product is a normal good. D, the product is an inferior good. B, there is a surplus of the product. If the quantity supplied of a product is greater than the quantity demanded for a product, then there is a surplus of the product. 17. When the government sets the price of a good and that price is below the equilibrium price, the result will be A, a surplus of goods, B, a shortage of the goods, C, an increase in the demand for the good, D, a decrease in the supply of the good. B, a shortage of the good. When government sets the price of a good and that price is below the equilibrium price, the result will be a shortage of the good. 18 through 19 are based on a data table. You can go to the site to find it. 18, the equilibrium price in the market is A, 22, B24, C26, D28. C26. An increase in the cost of labor lowers the quantity supplied by 65 bushels at each price. The new equilibrium price would be D28.20. If the quantity demanded at each price increases by 130 bushels, then a new equilibrium quantity will be D365. A decrease in supply and decrease in demand will A. increase price and decrease the quantity exchanged, B. decrease price and increase the quantity exchanged, C. increase price and affect the quantity exchanged in an indeterminable way, D. affect price in an indeterminable way and decrease the quantity exchanged. D. affect price in an indeterminable way and decrease the quantity exchanged. A decrease in supply and a decrease in demand will affect price in an indeterminate way and decrease the quantity exchanged. 22. An increase in demand and a decrease in supply will A. increase the price and increase the quantity exchanged, B. decrease price and decrease the quantity exchanged, C. increase price and the effect upon quantity exchange will be indeterminate, D. decrease price and the effect upon quantity exchange will be indeterminate, C. increase price and the effect upon quantity exchanged will be indeterminate. An increase in demand and a decrease in supply will increase price and the effect upon quantity exchanged will be indeterminate. 23. An increase in supply and an increase in demand will A. increase price and increase the quantity exchanged, B. decrease price and increase the quantity exchanged, C. affect price in an indeterminate way and decrease the quantity exchanged, D. affect price in an indeterminate way and increase the quantity exchanged, D. affect price in an indeterminate way and increase the quantity exchanged. An increase in supply and an increase in demand will affect price in an indeterminate way and increase the quantity exchanged. 24. A cold spell in Florida devastating the orange crop. As a result, California oranges command a higher price. Which of the following statements best explains the situation? A. The supply of Florida oranges decreases, causing the supply of California oranges to increase and their price to increase. The supply of Florida oranges decreases, causing their price to increase and the demand for California oranges to increase. The supply of Florida oranges decreases, causing the supply of California oranges to decrease and their price to increase. D. The demand for Florida oranges decreases, causing a greater demand for California oranges and an increase in their price. B. The supply of Florida oranges decreases, causing their price to increase and the demand for California oranges to increase. 25, 26, 27, 28, 29 are based on a graph. 25. Assume that the market is initially in equilibrium where D1 and S1 intersect. If there is an increase in the number of buyers, then the new equilibrium would be most likely be at the point C, Y. Assume that the equilibrium price and the quantity in the markets are P2 and Q2. Which factors would cause the equilibrium price and quantity to shift to P1, Q3? An increase in supply. 27. If the market equilibrium was at point Y, but the price of the product was set at P1, then there would be a shortage of Q3 minus Q1. What would cause a shift in the equilibrium price and quantity from point Z to point X? An increase in production costs and a decrease in consumer incomes. 29. Assume that the market is initially in equilibrium where D1 and S1 intersect. If consumer income increased and the technology for making the products improved, the new equilibrium would be most likely be at P1 and Q3. The demand curve and its inverse relationship between price and quantity demanded is based on the assumption of A. Other things equal, B. Changing expectations, C. Complementary goods, D. Increasing marginal utility. A. Other things equal. The demand curve and its inverse relationship between price and quantity demanded is based on the assumption of other things equal. That's the end of study guide for chapter 3. Next one is chapter 4, The Market System. Once again, this is Lewis Charles Kandel. You can reach me at email lcandell@oss.com. You can find this and other study guides, both audio and text, at oss.com. Peace.